Alright guys, lonely boys, we haven't done one in a minute. Yeah, we literally have different schedules.
Yeah, even like sleeping schedules, it's weird.
I go to sleep at 6, Mario wakes up at 6 a.m.
Yep.
Oh yeah, but today we just went to the Oliver Tree concert. It was lit.
It was fun, I had a lot of fun. A lot of children though, that was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. We seen Tommy Cash and what's the thing? Nudes.
Some druggies. And why were we getting sweated at an Oliver Tree concert for smoking weed? People were really tripping on us, bro.
And people were trying to hit my wood. I told them, I don't know you. Kill yourself.
Yeah, that was fucking weird too. White people, learn boundaries. People touching on me and shit. Well, other than that, it was fun. The music was cool.
Yeah, he did most of the songs I wanted him to do. It was lit. Right now we're just petting the young Laika. Don't tell him about the hair story.
Oh, yeah. So, again, white people not knowing boundaries. These two white girls were, I guess, dancing on each other, but throwing their hair everywhere. And literally, the artist we went to see says, if you have one, light it. So that's exactly what I did. And then that exact moment, this bitch fucking throws her hair into my fucking lighter. I almost lighted it. I didn't. I moved. I didn't light her shit. Basically, I ended up burning, like, 4 bitches' hairs, but because they kept throwing it at my face. Like, that's your own fault. And then they were talking about how they're gonna kill me or something. And then they took a video of me. It was weird. So what I started to do, I just started veering off. And some kid tried to hit that same joint that we burnt these women with.
All right, explain that story again, because I don't know what happened.
It was just some, like, little kid who reached for, like, literally grabbed the joint out of your head. And you let it go because you thought it was me. And then I like swatted his hand away.
Cause I made sure to make eye contact with you, but I guess I turned and
yeah. Then... Cause you thought I was about to grab for it, but he went. And I was like, nigga.
So did he grab it?
Yeah.
And then you had to grab it back.
No, like he put his fingers on it, but it was still in your hand. And then I swatted it out of his hand. You were about to let it, cause I feel like what you felt is someone grab it. It wasn't me. It was that kid.
Okay, I do remember that. Somebody grab it and then. Had some expensive beers. Those are some IPAs. Some Lagunitas. They were $11 each. Ouch.
Yeah, honestly, that's how they get you. Everybody gets all mad because you're smoking weed. They're just mad because the beers is mad expensive. But for future reference, just like... I feel like... No kids. Kids ruin concerts.
So we to the Jack Harlow though?
Yeah, I'm down.
I really only know that one song. The Keep It Copas or whatever. What is it?
Yeah. The Synthetic.
Synthetic.
Yeah, no, that's the only one I know too, but I'm down.
Because Jason wants to go. Ryan. Shout out Smooth Kiddo. Jason. Start your podcast, Jason.
Oh, he's doing that. Doing that? I thought he was doing that.
He said he was gonna start it, but he wants to put his on YouTube or something, I think he said. Or I don't know what he said yet. But, I told him to take Ruben's job, though.
He should. Fuck Ruben.
Yeah, fuck Ruben. This track coming out soon.
I just wanna put this out there. I'm not a hater. That nigga's just a piece of shit.
Yeah. This track coming out soon. Just know it. Check us out on SoundCloud.
Like, people think I'm a hater or not. If you're a dick, I treat you different.
It's crazy because all the interns I talk to at my family say he's kind of a dick.
Mm-hmm. Trying to hit this?
He just said that to Laika. we tried to invite Laika to the Oliver Tree concert, but she said she's only going to a Foo Fighter concert.
Only goes to Foo Fighters concert. She says she doesn't do this hipster bullshit. Yeah, there was a lot of hipsters there. And for somebody who's been accused
AKA
of being
white
that,
people.
No, I was very uncomfortable. You know how I know I'm not a hipster? At the end of the day, I mind my own fucking business. Yo, did you see the guy that was crowd surfing? They just dropped him?
No way. When did that happen?
You didn't see that? When he went up to the front, he came from over there. He was crowd surfing, and somebody said, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then a bunch of us just backed up, and he fell.
Yep, I was in the front. There's a crazy, push to the front, and somehow me and Mario got separated. But I found him.
Yeah,
eventually I took
some. I had a crazy backache the whole time, and I just honestly...
Yeah, talk about that. The spider?
I don't know. I think I'm dying. I don't know why my back hurts. It still hurts.
You think it's a spider, though?
Well, again, it's the only thing that's changed. Yeah. I have 3 very big spider bites on my back. So, I don't know. But, whatever.
Just get some Icy Hot. There's this one kid in my school.
Yeah.
Had the Icy Hot on deck. He be hooping.
Oh, that's hella funny.
So maybe it's the skin. I don't know. Maybe it is.
Nah, I think... I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm tired. Because I skated yesterday. Oh, I landed 2 shove-its and I fell. Ooh. Yeah, I'm starting to get better. Honestly, I just want to learn kickflips already. Because... Pretty much, I feel like once I can kickflip, I can... Yeah, because slides, grinds and slides, I'm really debating if I should get a flat bar or not.
How much is it again?
It's only $110.
Maybe my next shake, I'll be down to go half.
Because
then how are we going to put it down?
What do you mean?
Screw it down, right? Because you need
no,
to
you
screw
don't
it.
Screw it down.
You just...
They're heavy.
Or get a butter bench.
Or you can use the weights. Bricks.
That's true.
What's a butter bench? Oh, is that a brand?
This is what Aaron Cairo calls this certain bench. What do you call it?
Are those the square ones that they just make? Out of wood? Oh, yeah.
No, wait, not out of wood. It's I don't know. It's kind of metal. But he just calls this certain kind of butter bench. So my, the Lonely Boys fronts.
Oh, yeah.
The plants I've been growing for a while. If you heard all the podcasts, are doing
great.
Delicious.
Yeah. He's named the Lonely Boys, but yeah, I can take no credit for that. That was all you. The other day,
I didn't think it was gonna last that long.
And I put some nutrients in that plant and it flowered. You see how it has a bunch of purple stuff now?
Oh yeah, I put the seeds because we're starting some new plants, indoor grow. Part one right here. So we put the seeds. I put them in the oven because it has to be dark, I guess.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
But yeah, we're about to plant those. How are you gonna plant those? Because how many did you do?
I did 10 because according to everything I read, I'm good. 60% of feminized seeds turn out to be female, so that should translate 6 out of 10. And then there's a couple of the other ones that I dropped that I found that I put back in there, but those might not be good.
I was going to say, we had a test run too, didn't do very well, they started yellowing.
Yeah, but I think that was mainly because we need
the timer,
which I'll order, and then probably a small dehumidifier, because... Yeah, it does get pretty hot in there.
Yeah, but we put them outside.
And they honestly...
They started, budding and shit. Hella small.
Really
you seen bad. Those started budding?
Yeah. Yeah, well, fuck it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, but my plants are at least coming out in a couple of days.
When Nicky Benz gets out of prison, he can smoke those leaves.
Yeah?
Yeah, fuck it. You know? Now, one time I told him there was some sweet oil in the pool, he seemed pretty offended. Because I kept saying, are you sure, bro? He kept asking you for dabs. There's dabs in the pool. You just gotta die for them. Ah, man. I'm so mean to the junkies in our family. I need to stop. It's a disease, Chewy.
Hey, we did jug on the parking, though.
Oh, that was great, yeah.
On Oliver Tree.
And I also overheard some pimp yelling at his hoe, talking about, why you fucking do this for free? You're supposed to be out here making me money, bitch.
Oh, tell me what you can talk about?
What?
Your first experience meeting the janitor.
Oh, that was cool. He's a cool guy.
He's talking about, I need to get my dog's butthole clean.
Oh, yeah.
He can talk about that. I was telling him, I was like, oh, yeah? So, I guess, he's saying the outdoor dogs that hold a gunk in their butt.
And apparently you have to get their asshole popped. I've heard of
He said he works at Bayfair. PetSmart, right? At the doctor area.
PetSmart, Petco or some shit. He used to pop assholes. But yeah, it was cool. He's a cool guy. Except, you know, I learned a lot. He knows a lot of random shit.
Yeah. But yeah, I was just debating going to PetSmart and like, did I get the booty hole treatment for my dog? And I was like, what if they're like, sir...
No,
How dare you?
I've asked around. The other dog people get it done to their dogs.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Like, my sister has had it done to her dogs. Dogs like that, like my sister's dog and bulldogs and pit bulls and stuff like that, that have small hair, don't have, like, a lot of bushiness protecting their assholes, they get it more. So that means it has had to have it done once to both their dogs.
How much was it? Did she ask?
No, I didn't ask. I just asked her. I'm like, have you heard of a booty hole pop? And she's like, yeah. That's why they drive their butt. Because they're trying to get stuff out.
So it's a thing.
Yeah. No, that's what he said. He's like, you ever notice when they do that weird butt thing? That's what he said.
Like it. You have something in your butt. You have an itchy butthole. Oh, we can't take that joke. Because then... You know what happened to Dan Cook.
Fucking... Yeah, but then again, what the fuck is Louis C.K. going to do? Talk more shit about how he hates Mexicans? I'm good. Honestly, I just want to say this. Fuck Louis C.K. I don't care if I'm too fucking snowflake or whatever, but my whole shit is this, bro. If it happened in the 80s, if it happened yesterday, it doesn't matter. You should know better not to whip your dick out in front of people who didn't ask. Just facts. Kind of like Cardi B talking about some photographer whooped his dick out. Have you seen the video? Her face
no.
is hella funny.
I kind of watched that she got me too. This said
So I showed up to the photo shoot, and he was like, you know, if you want to be in this photo shoot, we gotta get a little closer. And I was like, what is you talking about? And then he pulled his dick out, and that's all I saw.
That's hella funny.
I feel like it was Terry Richardson or whatever, you know that guy?
Who? No.
This guy who would basically pressure models and stuff into sucking them up and fucking them so he could just take pictures of it and he would call it art. And like, yeah, he was one of the... He was basically after Harvey Weinstein. He was like the second guy to get Me Too. Because since the 80s he's been doing this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know why... Rape of women and children is a very common thing amongst rich men, but yeah, it's not cool.
Well, I got another question. What do you think about the 6ix9ine predicament? Would you snitch? First of all, I would snitch so quick if I was in his predicament.
Look, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I pick a side to, like, there's two sides to everything. I pick a side and I stick to it. I do not claim to be any sort of street person. I do not claim to be hard or anything. But if I make a commitment, again, it's the same thing. It's like you choose to be a cop, you're a cop. You choose to be a hood nigga, you're a hood nigga. You can't just be like, essentially what he did with
you. So you wouldn't snitch?
If I was honestly in a gang like that, no, that's part of it. It's like, if you're really a street person, I'm sure if you ask any real street person, you know.
Because Lil Boosie, that's what he did. He didn't say shit.
And he spent, what, 15 years? Nah, probably less. But still, he got out right to the money, back to recording. Why? Because the people in his gang held him down. And they had money for him and shit. All I'm saying is, like, as a softy, yes, I have the right to tell, because I'm not a street person. It's just all I'm saying is, like, you can't be talking to, he literally, one of his songs, he says, I was reading about it, something about police show up at your door, you start yapping, I don't know what happened, is what I say, and I don't know. Before it didn't bother me, because to me he's a clown. I think it bothered me when he just started like naming people that had nothing to do with his case, just cause.
It's like Cardi B.
Yeah, I don't even like that bitch. I just feel like it's, I don't know. All I'm saying is, you want to run with the big boys, you gotta be a big boy. You can't get scared when the white man comes and knock it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I wouldn't be in that predicament either, but. Honestly, I would snitch so hard.
Think about it, though. The nigga, he's so dumb, though. Like, anyone, like, you can go into witness protection. You know why?
He said he's going to deny it, right? You seen that?
Yeah, because he's a fucking retard. That's stupid. Bro, for example, you...
He gets a house, he gets paid to just live.
Bro.
But he does have tax. That's how it works, right? Witness protection, they give you a check.
I don't really know too much about it. Because, again, I'm not no fucking Nicky Benz. I don't snitch. Essentially, is what I'm saying, bro. It's just like, I think I've always done the opposite of my brother. And that is the thing Andres does. Andres tells, I don't tell. I think, essentially, I just don't like tattletales because I've gotten in so much trouble because of niggas like that. But as far as, like, if I was sitting in his... Yeah, facing 40 years of 23, fuck yeah. But what I'm saying, though, is me as a person knowing myself, is this weird conviction thing that I do where, like, I pick a side. Like, yeah, no. Honestly.
And then you seen how he got kidnapped?
No, that shit is hella funny. Puedes llamar a la policía secuestraron a mi hermano. That nigga was so scared. And that's what I'm talking about, bro.
You see, that's crazy, huh? How I thought it was some random people, but they knew him. Yeah. He was like, yo, come with me or whatever.
Yeah, no. No, but another thing that, like, this guy on the internet made a good point of, all those guys, including 6ix9ine, are stupid for doing a lot of the crimes that they did in broad daylight. In 2017, nigga. Literally, there is cameras on everything and everywhere. Like,
6ix9ine was filming some of it. You seen that?
Yeah, dude. Since 2011, on average, you cannot go out. Every human or every person in the United States gets photographed by at least 7 government-owned cameras. At least 7 a day. Think about that. I don't know, man. All I'm saying is, like, I'm not... criminal. I'm no criminal mastermind. But if I was being extorted, man. I feel like that's essentially how this happened. I feel like he met these guys, started kicking it, and then he just wanted to be part of something like El Fu. It was like, didn't know what the fuck he was getting himself into.
So could you please just tell him, like, yo, we need you on the podcast. He seems like a character, El Fu.
He lives in Bakersfield, friend. And, I can try. Like I said, niggas is mad at me. I did try to pistol whip his boyfriend.
Fucking, what's his name?
Leo.
It's funny because he lives right here. We could definitely get him for the podcast.
One time. Back when I was still kind of going crazy.
You said you seen him last time we were driving, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Mm. One time, I saw him and I followed him for a little bit. I know his car. I would drive his car all the time. Because you get too fucking blasted. And I was the only one that, like, would stay reasonably. So, yeah. I know what he got. But, you see? And even then, doing all this crazy stuff, like showing up at a nigga's house with a gun, I still don't consider myself a street person. 6ix9ine said he was. All of this shit is what I'm saying. I don't know, bro.
Honestly, yeah, they're all scumbags.
They're all sacks of shit.
I wouldn't be in that predicament either.
No. It's simple. He could have been an entertainer without joining the game. Shit, Skinny from the 9 is doing well, and that guy told on a lot of people too. Oh yeah, well, white guys. Oh, yeah. Remember, white guys get special treatment and everything. Kind of like, think about it. I feel like the Beastie Boys got signed before any black artist did. I grew up to a big label.
I was watching the drunk history of the Sugar Hill Gang. You seen that one?
I think I've seen it.
How basically it was this one lady that put this, like, I guess decided to put he's like, oh, rap? That's pretty cool. Let's put it on an album. Or let's put it on something we could sell. And she went to the local rappers or whatever.
Oh, they're like, that shit won't sell. I think I have seen it, yeah.
And then eventually she went to some guy that worked at a burger joint or something.
Hey.
Or a pizzeria or something. Like, I forgot what. A food place.
Yeah.
And then eventually he, like, oh, yeah, I know two other guys. And it was just some buddies. And they started making the song. And they asked a real rapper, like, yo, could I get some raps? The, like, main guy?
Oh, yeah, I feel like Grandmaster Flash gave him some throwaway raps. Yeah. And that's what it became, right?
And then they started doing the raps. She put on an album with the beat stolen from, like, a already song. So they got sued. And basically, most of the money, they didn't get most of the money, but...
That's crazy.
I didn't know that.
Man. Well, children.